Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. Today my guest is Imogen Ragone, an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware. And for this podcast interview, Imogen's going to interview me. This is going to be the first of four or five short podcasts. The general theme is gravity, support, and freedom. Imogen, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Robert. Well, just the title of this intrigues me greatly and sounds very interesting. But maybe first we can start with you telling us what the Alexander Technique is.
Sure. Well, the Alexander Technique can be defined in a number of ways. I think for our purposes today, I would say the Alexander Technique is a way of learning how to sit, stand, move, do all the things we do in life in accordance with our design and in accordance with the forces acting on us, so that we do those things in the most efficient, easy way.
Right, and I take it one of those forces might be gravity.
One of them is gravity.
Yes,
absolutely.
And so, is that why we are talking about gravity today?
That is exactly why we're talking about gravity. That is the reason why we're going to have a conversation right now, very generally about gravity and how it influences things on Earth.
Okay, so. When did we first learn about gravity? When was the concept first sort of discovered?
Well, my sense is that it was when your countryman Newton sat under a tree and got whacked by an apple and had this epiphany. I think he, and there might have been some other people on the continent who more or less around the same time came to understand that there was this force that would attract one object to another. That's really the essence of gravity.
What time period was that?
Boy, I don't know. 15th century? I'm not too up on the details
okay.
of that. A long time ago. When that force was discovered, a lot of people think that along with that came an understanding of the force, what caused it. Mm-hmm. And that's completely incorrect. And in fact, we're going to get to the fact that the cause of it is still very, very much unknown by physicists. We can measure it quite precisely, and we can use its effects and all kinds of things, but we have no real understanding of it. And I'll get to that, what actually produces it. And in fact, the word gravity itself did not exist before this incident with the apple. It was a made-up word created, who knows, by some people who needed to attach a term to this force. And contrary to what a lot of people think, that word was never meant originally to have any connection with the term grave or gravestone or serious, which unfortunately a lot of people attach to it today. And it leads to people saying things, well, like gravity's really getting the better of me.
So that's purely coincidental.
I believe so. I'm not an expert in language development, but everything I've read indicates that I think it has some Greek root to it. And it just happened that it sounds the same as grave or has that resonance.
So what is it exactly? Can you tell us?
Well,
not exactly, but can you tell us more?
I can't tell you what causes it, but I can tell you that it's basically a force that any two objects or any object draws towards it any other object in its field. that's anywhere around it. So it's just an attractive force between two bodies of matter. That's what it is. And it can be measured very precisely. But
and is that between anything?
Any two objects, yes.
So like me and my desk?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, well, and in terms of you and your desk, or you and a person across the room from you, that force is incredibly weak. Gravity is a very weak force of nature compared to, and I'm going to get a tiny bit technical here, there are actually four fundamental forces that have been identified. One of them, we're going to ignore today. It's called the weak force, and it has to do with radioactive decay and really isn't relevant for us. But the two, gravity is one of the three important ones for us today. The first one is called strong interaction, which is very strong, but very short-ranged. It ranges up to maybe 4 or 5 inches. And it's the force that is responsible for holding the nuclei of atoms together. And it's attractive. In other words, one thing attracts another, but it can be repulsive in some circumstances. The other major force is the electromagnetic force, which causes electric and magnetic effects, such as the kind of thing you did in high school physics, the repulsion between like electrical charges, you know, rubbing a cat's fur on a bar. I don't know whether you did that in England. probably.
I did not.
Probably you may have missed that. But and its range is quite long, but it's very weak. It's very weak. And it can be attractive or repulsive. And it only affects pieces of matter that have an electrical charge. And then we come to the gravitational force, which is very weak, but is very long-ranged. It can extend out into the cosmos quite a ways. And it's always attractive, and it acts between any two pieces of matter in the universe, any two. Now, in understanding how the universe works, all of these forces are important, but the big force for people who study these things is gravitation. Gravity is the most important because of its two basic properties that set it apart from the other forces. One, it's long-ranged and can act over vast distances, and it always supplies an attractive force between any two pieces of matter. So it's weak, it's relatively weak, but it is ultimately the most important of all those forces in some ways.
So why is it important to us here on Earth, I guess?
It's very important to us here on Earth because we're experiencing gravity in a kind of an unusual way, in that the object that's near to us, that's exerting a gravitational force on us, is huge compared to us, right? It's the whole Earth that is drawing you down to the center, to the ground. That's
right.
So much bigger than any of us. So we're getting a very strong version of a very weak force.
Because of the size
relative
to us.
The size element. And that force is, if that force were any different than it is, if it were even a tiny bit stronger or a tiny bit weaker, we wouldn't be here. A tiny bit weaker, and our atmosphere would just float off into space. There would be no air because it is gravity that holds the atmosphere to the surface of the Earth.
Useful.
Very useful for humans. And that would also create a number of other effects that would not be good for us. I mean, we would start to not be tethered to the Earth very well if it got much weaker. We would be floating around, which might sound like fun, but in fact would make life quite difficult. If it were a tiny bit stronger, lots of plants couldn't grow, for one thing. The ice on river surfaces would be become much thicker, way down more, and the rivers couldn't flow in the winter. It would have catastrophic ecological effects. What it is just right for our planet and our species and other living beings. And any variation from that would be catastrophic.
Right, so instead of moaning about gravity, we should definitely be thankful it is here exactly as it is.
I believe we should. And in the next podcast, we're going to talk about in a little more detail how gravity actually acts on us. But okay. I did want to set up this general theme. I should also say that the fact that gravity is so weak but yet so fundamental, it causes physicists to tear their hair out. It makes it impossible for them to create a kind of a unified theory of things. Einstein went crazy over this. His goal was to somehow integrate the gravitational force with the others, and he could not do it. And interestingly enough, there is a field of physics now called string theory. I won't go into any of the details of it, but out of that has come a very interesting idea about gravity, which is by a physicist at Harvard who suggests this possibility. And I got to say, I like this a lot personally, that real gravity, the real deal, is in fact a strong force, but that each planet or each object in space gets its own modified version of it. And so the Earth gets this version that's just perfectly suited for the Earth and for life. Some other planets get a different version of it, which precludes life. So what we're experiencing is a greatly stepped down version of the real deal.
And interesting.
It's interesting on a theoretical basis, and it does solve the problem of the weakness of it, because if you agree that it's super strong, then it can fit in with the others. But I toss that out as an aside. But the big thing I think to understand is, one, that gravity that we experience on Earth is kind of unusual. Most gravitational pulls, like between two individuals or between two astronauts in outer space both doing a spacewalk together, is infinitesimally small. It's just right. Because we're on this planet that's very large compared to us.
Okay, interesting. So is that where you'd like to finish up today, and we'll start a new podcast on how it affects us personally?
Yes, I think I've said what I want to say in general about gravity. So shall I close this?
That's fine. I hand it back over to you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and my guest and interviewer today has been Imogen Ragone, and we're going to do subsequent podcasts on one or two on support, and one on freedom. Thanks,
Sounds
Imogen.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you.